This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to day one of the Sturgis trip with the boys, Brett Hurley, Justin Edwards, and we're going to do the daily update, day one. Boys, what do we think?
Why don't you start with... Why don't you start with leading up to the trip?
What you expected.
And then how you felt day one went, and then also the highlight of the day.
Okay, so leading up to the trip was about, what, two and a half years? Is that what it was leading up to this?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, we planned it on the river, I remember. And so this is like a two and a half year culmination of planning. So it's actually surprising that it's happening, because when you make something that far in advance, you never know what's going to happen. You never know if something's going to happen. Like, I had a baby, but I'm still here, so that's kind of shocking too. So what I expected to lead up to this is really good scenery, which this last 45 minutes of today's trip was the best scenery going through the Missouri River, going over the Missouri River for our last 45 minutes before we came to Winter, which is where we're staying our first night at a Holiday Inn. And we went through, bluffs, hills, all that kind of stuff, but it was really sweet scenery. And I got it on my Insta360 camera, so I think that's going to be pretty cool when I watch that back. But my expectation for day one, probably not a whole lot, obviously, other than get out of Minnesota, because, well, we've been through Minnesota many times or multiple times, so that's nothing exciting. But getting into South Dakota, that's where some of the fun's going to be. But my biggest thing I was looking forward to is just hanging out with you two guys as well. So that was kind of what I was looking forward to, is just hanging out with some buddies and doing something that we all enjoy, which is riding motorcycles. So who wants to go next on your expectations going up to it?
Justin, go ahead.
Okay, so I guess my expectations were that we would get here to the hotel safely, which we passed with flying colors. We made it here.
100%. How many people thought you were going to die this week?
Everybody.
Pretty. That's what's saying.
Everybody's here. Like, you just be careful. Everyone's crazy out there. But we passed more bikes that were leaving the rally than what we saw coming to the rally. There's at least two other bikes here at the hotel right now that they're going to the rally. I don't know about the rest of them. There's, what, probably a dozen bikes at the most here.
Yeah, something like that.
Including ours. So, I mean, apparently this Holiday Inn's really, really popular for rally goers. We're going to be here on the way back, too. So, I mean, we're going to be here twice. So, yeah.
Did you say where we were at?
I said Winter.
Winter, South Dakota.
I've never been here. Has anybody else been here?
Nope, this is my first time.
First time.
And we've both been to Sturgis, just not during a rally. You were a kid.
1997. I have a t-shirt that I brought with.
Did you bring it with?
Yes, I brought it with.
That's great. And I was here in 2021 with my wife. Justin, have you ever been here?
Yeah, I was here in 2021 picking up your bike.
But neither of you been here for the rally, correct?
No, Justin did a delivery.
Okay.
I mean, I was in Sturgis for probably like 47 minutes, like max, but...
So I guess this technically is my second time at the rally.
Oh, so when you came here, the rally was happening?
Yes.
Oh, when you were driving?
We were coming back from a family vacation, and my parents saw all the bikes, and they were like, oh, it's the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Perfect.
Pull over! And we went in, and I remember wearing like a cowboy hat or some kind of a hat like that.
You were?
Walking down the street and everybody was giving me compliments and good
they
times. So I still have a t-shirt that I got. I'm surprised it still fits, but hey, rock on.
It still fit. Well, we wore everything pretty baggy though back in the
day. Yeah, I probably got, you know, 18 sizes too big because back then you know, your parents got you something you could grow into.
They
were looking ahead for this rally. Yeah.
And this is the 85th. That was the 57th annual.
Perfect. All right. Well, Justin, how'd you think the ride went today? Because you have your bike is different than ours. Yeah. Whereas you don't have a fairing, you have just a windscreen. So
yeah.
How was your ride?
I mean, my ride was fine.
Okay.
I mean, I ride fairly frequently, 2-3 times a week. So I mean, I'm not like hurting or anything right now.
That's good.
I mean, this is definitely the longest ride that I've done in a 1-day time period.
Me too.
Yeah, I think we put like 460 miles on roughly.
Something. I forgot to look at my bike when we got off.
460 or 470.
I did 100 and some last night to get to Stewartville. So
yeah,
that was probably, I want to say it's like 160. But either way, I mean, yeah, I have like about 560, 580 on my trip right now. So, I mean, it's the most I've done in like a 2-day period too. But, I mean, I feel fine. I mean,
yeah.
Everything, I mean, my bike is customized well enough that I was riding just fine. No issues. I don't have the music and the sound system and the GPS, but that's what you guys are for, so we don't get lost more than once or twice.
Well, I saw you put earbuds in.
Yeah, I did that for one stretch, and that was too much.
The wired earbuds.
The wired earbuds. Yeah. Oh, is it even school. Wired? Man, you are kicking it old school. Now, Justin, tell the viewers what you were going for on your look.
I was going for the Dennis Hopper from Easy Rider look, which may be more easily associated with maybe with like a Wild Bill look, apparently from Brett telling me that.
I had to bring in Deadwood, South Dakota into it.
So. Wild Bill.
Wild Bill Hickok.
Oh yeah, we knew a Wild Bill in Cedar Falls.
And for all the listeners that are listening right now, you will get a chance to see it on video. So
yes, yeah. You will. So Justin, now I brought us some bourbon that's called Easy Rider. So when we get out to Sturgis or to lead is where we're staying, we will bust that open in honor of your mustache and hairdo.
Yes, that sounds like quite the plan.
Brett, how was your journey out here? I know your helmet was a little heavy on your head.
It was good. It was about what I expected it to be as far as the ride out. My observations and my takeaways that as I was riding and in my thoughts, there was a lot of motorcycles leaving.
Yeah, that I wasn't expecting
going the opposite
that.
Direction as we were. That was kind of, I felt like that was a surprise a little bit.
Just like the number of bikes that you saw going the other way.
Yeah, there was a heavy amount of bike traffic going east as we were going west.
It almost feels like we're not even going to make it to the rally, but it goes till the 11th. No, the 10th.
10th, yeah, it ends Sunday. I observed pretty much every camper and every trailer that I saw, I just assumed that they were probably going out to the rally, and those were the ones that are being trailered out there or trailered home. But that wasn't as many as I thought.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things, you know, before we went, we decided, obviously, we were going to all wear helmets out there. You know, normally when we're back home, I know, Justin, you wear a helmet all the time. But traditionally, I haven't when we're riding around in the Winona, Minnesota area. And I thought that as we were traversing through on the way to South Dakota and through Minnesota that there would be more bikers that didn't have helmets on. And I was actually surprised because most of them I felt were wearing some kind of a helmet, whether it was the turtle shell or the full-face helmet. So that was an observation that I made note of that I thought that was pretty interesting.
One thing that I was unexpected is that we're going on 990 because our trip, we had two thoughts of going. It was either cutting down in Albert Lea, going down to Iowa, and then we would take a lot of two-lane highways, but we took the interstate all the way to just past Sioux Falls, and it wasn't as windy as I expected it. I was expecting a lot more crosswinds, even getting to the west part of Minnesota. I would thought there was going to be just a ton of crosswinds. Wasn't as bad as I expected. I actually prefer my helmet now that I have that visor that drops down, because now I have like double shielding for my eyes, and I actually like that, and it's less wind. So I didn't know which way we were going to take, but I mean, the two-lane highway is pretty sweet once we got about like 2 hours away from where we're at right now.
Yeah, I agree. As far as the crosswinds that we had kind of either planned for, I guess you could say, we weren't sure what we were going to get into. My only complaint from the interstate was how the roads were buckling.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And it would go like patches.
Yes.
Like you'd go, you know, 10 or 15 miles with nothing, and then you'd go 10 or 15 miles about every 3 seconds. You were like getting shot up out of your seat almost.
It was right after Blue Earth when that highway turned into like red. It was terrible.
Yeah. From Blue Earth to probably about 10 miles to the South Dakota border was,
yeah, it was,
God, was pretty. Pretty awful.
We got pretty, remember just before Austin, this is like new paved road for about 10 miles. Oh gosh, that was a dream.
Yeah.
That was nice to have.
Well, at first I didn't know what the condition of the pavement was going to be. So, you know, I kind of was taking it a little bit slower because you didn't know if it was slick. If they just laid down some, it appeared as if they just did lay down some, whatever the chemical is that they put down, but probably was a few days ago, but you can still see the marks from the machine. But yeah. All safe travels thus far.
Safe travels, Justin. Any thoughts?
Justin, what's your highlight of the trip?
My highlight of the trip?
So far.
So far.
Traveling up from Iowa.
Definitely not the continental breakfast this morning. That was terrible.
The vegan continental breakfast.
Vegan continental breakfast.
Yeah, what was on that anyways?
I personally had some Pop-Tarts, some Uncrustables, a banana.
Wait, that was on the continental breakfast?
Well, that sounds like a perfect breakfast to me.
That sounds like a fifth grade breakfast for me. Yeah.
All I need is Pop-Tarts, and I'm good. Pop-Tarts and Diet Dew, that'll get me going.
Oh, Jesus, that sounds terrible.
Then they had some cereal. They had some Easy Mac.
This is all part of the continental breakfast?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you stay?
You made it seem like it was horrible. This is a pretty... Sounds,
I mean, I had a decent... It wasn't like bad.
What'd you expect? Steak and eggs?
No, I eggs... I mean,
sure. They didn't even have eggs. Where the hell did you stay?
Hotel and Stewart.
Sounds like they went to like Costco and just got a bunch of breakfast items. So, like,
definitely either Costco or Walmart or Sam's Club, one of the two.
You take a photo for us?
I don't have a saves picture, no. Oh, I sent a snap out to Lana this morning.
Oh, man.
So she could see what I was... Because I have a thing about continental breakfast where I love continental breakfast. I'm like, I told Lana there's never a bad continental breakfast. And then I showed up last night and I saw that this is like a vegan place. And I'm like, this one might break me. And I had
wait,
to send her
the
a
place
photo.
Said vegan?
There's a vegan food truck out front. So I'm like, if you got a taco truck that you turn into a vegetarian vegan food truck, I can only assume that your continental breakfast.
The hippies took over.
I think that they're just foreigners. I think it's a customary diet probably like some like just religious diet.
Was the owner's name Patel?
Probably.
Perfect.
Well, I didn't meet the owner. That wasn't part of my schedule of events.
That's okay, because I would have shook his hand on the breakfast food because the Pop-Tarts sound amazing.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but I mean, I expect at least like at minimum powdered eggs.
Wow, you're really high on the hog there.
So I'll go in on my highlight of the trip, and then I think we should go around and also like talk about like the funny moments, because we have had some funny moments throughout this journey.
Okay.
Highlight, there was two highlights. The patch was really cool. That was a nice surprise. That
oh yeah,
and we'll show those when we get to the video. Chris got Justin and I and himself. Patches. It says Sturgis 2025, and it has our names. There's been a few names that were removed. Shout out to all those that have fell off.
That all one, those
that,
foreigners
that once was there and no longer are there anymore. So that was a pretty cool surprise, and that was Blue Earth, right? Is that where we ate McDonald's?
Yep.
So that was Blue Earth, where we stopped for lunch. We had McDonald's. And then I will kind of piggyback off of what you said. That hill dropping down into that lake, I don't know what the lake is called down this south, but it's so there's a big bridge if you go a little bit north on the I-90, but it's the Missouri River, but this area is considered a lake. And it was absolutely surreal to drop down the hill, and it just so happened I had just, as we were climbing the hill before we dropped down, I switched my music over to Hauser. Oh, really? And I had my Hauser playlist on. And right as we were crossing the bridge, it was...
violins are going off. Cellos are going off.
Cellos were going crazy.
Oh, man.
And then I actually continued that Hauser playlist until we arrived at the hotel, and there was a few moments.
Oh, hey.
Different points in time with the songs that kind of were fitting, so...
There was one more spot. Do you remember the Sunflower Field?
Oh, yeah.
That was sweet. I turned my camera on for
I've
the Sunflower...
I've never seen a Sunflower Field
before. Neither have I.
That was really cool.
I just actually saw one up in Park Rapids.
Oh, so it wasn't exciting for you?
I don't even think I saw it, to be honest.
What? It was all bright yellow to the left. It was awesome. I was like, what are we coming up to here?
Maybe I was looking to the right. There was that one point in time, I don't know, did you guys see those little roadrunners?
Yeah, yeah, little chipmunks.
No, they were roadrunners.
Yeah, roadrunners.
Oh, that one, yes. You kicked your foot out for that one. No, I almost said chipmunk.
Oh, no, not the chipmunk that was running across. No, the roadrunners. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But so thankfully, they got off the road.
That's called Lake Francis Case.
Lake Francis Case.
So that part
What's it called? Go up north a little bit, because it's part of the same system. If you go right...
It was
Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Chamberlain's I-90 bridge.
Yeah, Chamberlain's the town.
My mother-in-law said that Chamberlain's a really cool
but
town.
But that's not the bridge someone would want to look up for that. That would be the...
No,
the
correct. I was just thinking bridge. Of the town Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Where that...
But we were a good, like...
We were quite a ways away from that, but it's the same river.
Yeah.
And they have Missouri River. Yeah. They're like little different lakes that they sprout out. Yeah, that was...
I was not expecting that.
No. I was actually kind of bummed that we wouldn't see that because... You know, when we go out to South Dakota, we go through Chamberlain, and we always drop down in there, and it's just so beautiful, and occasionally we'll stop and just kind of take it all in. So I was kind of bummed. I thought we wouldn't see anything like that. I saw that we were going to cross it, but I didn't expect.
I didn't think it was
that
big.
I mean, that was like a three-mile bridge or 2 miles
of bridge. I didn't even look up what it was before it went over. I was like, oh, some small little river.
I knew it was the same river that went over Chamberlain. I just didn't know it was going to be that with that long bridge of
that was at least
2 miles, if not three.
And dropping down from the hill was cool.
Yeah, the next probably 10 or 15 miles, it was up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down through those black hills, and
the roads weren't the greatest either.
Hills, but then it straightened back out again. But that was beautiful.
Those roads were shitty too, though. That was a lot of bumping.
Yeah,
it wasn't the buckling portion where you could time it
out.
No. This one was just straight bumps.
We didn't do the speed limit, that's for sure.
I didn't have the bumps there.
It was just...
Maybe my bike's lighter than your guys'.
Maybe we smoothed everything out for you.
Maybe.
Just smoothed the pavement out.
Yeah, no, I didn't really...
It wasn't, like, super terrible, but it was... You know, I was probably doing between 50 and 55, and the speed limit was 65.
Right. Yeah, I noticed you slowed down, which I was cool with, because I'm like, well, I want to take this in, too. I don't want to zip past. Because literally, on that road, when we were going on there, we didn't see, but between the towns, you know, maybe 20 cars. You didn't see much. There was hardly anybody passing through. I love that. That's cool.
We may have, I bet, 50 cars, I think, would be an exaggeration of how many cars we saw from Sioux Falls to Winter.
Yeah. There wasn't much.
I think that would be an exaggeration.
Agreed.
Yeah. That was kind of cool, though. It was like the road was all to us.
Did you see when we were dropping south from, what is it, Hartford? Is that where we stopped on the I-90?
Yep.
When we dropped down from Hartford, did you see that like big lake
off
to our left?
Yeah.
I was talking to Justin about one of the stops. And there was like one house just sitting there, lakefront property, middle of Sodac.
Yep.
And I was like, oh. Chris is going to have to list a lakefront property, and they're going to be like, it's South Dakota. What?
Did you see that?
But it was huge. The lake was huge.
Did you see that one place on the right? It was being built. I don't know if it was a house. Or it looked like an industrial house, but I think it was like a barn dominium.
Yeah, that looked really cool.
That looked really sweet.
With all those windows.
Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't want to clean them all, but.
No, you don't want to clean them all. That's why you got to have a person for that.
So, moving along. Funny moments.
Funny moments. What have we had so far?
Let's start with. Getting a later start than anticipated for Justin, and why that was.
Why? Because of you.
Correct. So I think that's a good spot to start.
Yeah, because you worked later last night, but I thought it was like you were working till 2 in the morning, not 9 p.m. only. So I thought it was
like... I worked a 14-hour day.
All right, well, yeah. But okay, I didn't realize that, but I thought you were like working till like 2 in the morning or something. I'm like, oh, that's fine, and that's cool. But that was pretty funny. Here's one thing that confused me and Justin, I think. So there's this one part where you're driving and a semi came on from the onto the on-ramp onto the interstate. You went to the left and like you're about to pass. This Silverado came right next to you, and then you literally rode neck and neck with the semi while the Silverado is behind you and you never passed. What was that?
So when I went to pass the semi, he was, so what was, that was on I-90, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, he wasn't up to speed yet.
So we have, did he come off?
Yeah, he came on, he was.
See, I didn't see him come on the on-ramp. I didn't see him come on the on-ramp.
Yeah, so he was just getting up to speed.
Like, he was doing like 65 or whatever, yeah. So I went to pass him, and then he sped up.
Yeah.
And then was going way past me, so then I was going to try to fall back, and then that truck was like right on my frickin' tail.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I just kind of kept like gradually slowing down and hoping the truck would too, so I could get behind the semi, because I was like, okay, he's obviously going to be going, you know, 75 or whatever.
Right.
And we, you know, we had our cruise set up like 71, 72.
Yep.
And that truck was so far up my butt. And then, so finally, when I was able to get behind the semi at a safe distance, that truck was blowing. I don't know if you guys saw me, but I kind of threw up a friendly wave to him.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that. I was confused the whole time. Like, why?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Utah truck driver. I don't remember if it was a Chevy Silverado. But
yeah, it was a navy blue.
I didn't only even like one of those, so.
Yeah.
Well, with
there's only one. Only
area.
One of them. Yeah. Thanks for.
Piss off.
I hope he's listening.
Thanks for getting so close to me.
All 20 listeners, I hope he's one of them.
So if you have a Utah truck and you're following a black Harley on the way to Sturgis.
The black Harley, it's very unique. Because no one else has one.
There's
black,
a bearded guy.
No one else has a black Street Glide, especially when they got a gray beard. And
why did you color your beard black?
I should have.
Yeah.
They would have never known.
Yeah, you should have. Okay, so we're going on to tomorrow. Tomorrow's day two.
Is that the only funny moment you guys had?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I mean, what other funny moments did we have? Oh, well, I know. Brett got rubber cheese on his burger. That was good.
That was pretty good.
That was unexpected, because you hate the cheese, as does my dad.
Hate's a strong word. I just choose not to have it. Yeah.
My dad hates it to the point where he'd probably throw it out in the window and let it sit, because he got pissed that one time going to the Vikings game with his rubber cheese.
Rich, I saved it. It's in our saddlebag. I'm going to bring it back for you. I told you I would.
Right with Chris's leftovers from the Mexican
from the
restaurant.
Yeah, tonight Chris ordered. He was ordering his food, fajitas, chicken fajitas or something.
Correct.
And there was two price options. What was the first one?
Just like single.
So there was like a $13.99 and there was like a $22.99. So he asked the waiter what the difference was, and the waiter explained that it was
explained
served,
is very
generous. No, he did. He said it serves two people. And then Justin said it's a portion for two people. So I said, he'll eat it. And without hesitating, Chris said, yep, give me the big one. And even the waiter's like, are you sure? And he's like, yep, the big one. I want the big one. And it
Grande.
Came out. I think we'll probably have a picture of it somewhere. So
if we do,
we'll share it.
Yeah, it definitely could eat for four. That was, yeah. So I guess that is pretty funny. Justin, what do you got?
I don't know about funny. I guess embarrassing. We had our bikes parked too close together, and I was throwing my leg over my bike, and I kicked your bike.
Dick.
Is that what? Did you hit the speaker?
I don't know. I didn't hit the
speaker. No,
that
was
why
already
the
dented.
Speaker's dented?
That was already dented. I'm not sure.
I think I hit
it.
Like the front fender or the tire or something.
I think
my leg wasn't that high off the ground.
Justin can't get his leg that high off the ground anymore. Yeah, God, I was just going to say something, too. Oh, and your helmet lock.
Oh, the helmet lock,
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
We'll show the picture of that, too.
You know, no one's going to steal my helmet out there unless they take the whole backrest off with it. Someone walking around with a helmet.
Somebody's be walking around with a backrest.
Yeah, someone's walking around with a helmet on a backrest at Sturgis. Probably one of those naked bike washers.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, shit, that is good. Yeah, that's funny, too. Yeah, your bike lock.
We'll also share a picture of this bike lock in action.
Someone tried
I made the joke that he was going to hook it up to his bike and then a bicycle rack in front of the store.
Well, I can't tow it if it's locked up.
He can't do that.
Parking yellow lines. They can't do nothing about it.
Some guy will come by with like cable clippers and just clip his little helmet lock. Shit. Okay, so any other funny or historical moments that we...
Nothing that I can think of.
I mean, this is only day one, and I thought the ride went really smooth. I thought we had perfect weather.
No, it was good
weather. Yeah, it was good weather. We avoided all the rain.
Yep.
And those gentlemen that are staying at the same hotel came up from southern Iowa, and they said they had a 3.5-hour delay because of the rain.
Oh, gosh.
And we saw it was just south of us.
Yeah.
It was probably just south of I-90.
Because we, yeah, I was 15 watching
miles, maybe.
I was watching the radar from like 8:30 until we left, and it just started dissipating on I-90, and I'm like, perfect. But we had no wet spots anywhere.
Nope.
It wasn't windy. It was perfect. I mean, pretty. I thought it was pretty mellow. So, but the more you ride, and you just kind of get used to how it is, and when we got down to like the 60, 65 mile an hour, that was just like easy.
Yeah.
That was fun. But tomorrow we get to lead.
I was gonna say day two plans and anticipations.
Anticipations. I can't wait to see the Badlands. I've never seen it, so that'll be really cool. I've been to Mount Rushmore, which we're going to go at some point. I don't know if it's tomorrow or not, but Badlands for sure is because it's on the way. Look forward to that. That'll be exciting to see that area because I've seen photos and videos from people on like TikTok. I just think it's awesome looking, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then to see our little Airbnb that we have. I don't know. It'd be interesting. There's a little brewery across the street from it, and I comment, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and they liked it back, and they said, see you then.
Nice. Yeah, I think Badlands are going to be really fun. Of course, I've been there and seen it, but like on the bike and with you two is going to be just, you know, an absolute phenomenal time. And
there's something about being on just the bike. I don't know what it is. It's the minimalistic thing or just, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, your home is the bike, I mean, that's your only method of transportation.
Yeah, and luggage.
You know, even like tonight, you know, we had thought about doing the steakhouse, but I kind of made the executive decision, and obviously there was no objection.
I did that for lunch, too.
We just walked across the street to the La Tapia or whatever the name of that Mexican restaurant was. But
even the guy that was working didn't know that.
Tapatia. So, Badlands are going to be fun. The thing that I think I'm really thankful that we pushed through to winter, I know initially we were going to do Sioux Falls, and we don't need to get into all the reasons why, but, and then we had tossed around the idea of Mitchell, and we were going to go take 14 down.
Yep. Mitchell was just a bigger town was the only thing.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody that was going to go at that time had much interest in seeing the Corn Palace, which is fine.
Is that what's there?
That's what's there, the big thing that's there.
No, I just thought it was a bigger...
Cabela's or a Bass Pro Shops, too.
So I knew it was
It's a pretty decent-sized town, but that's what everybody goes for is like the Corn Palace, and then they take a picture.
I assume there's more hotel options than Holiday Inn, and that's it.
I'm just thankful that we did this because I feel like we pushed through. You know, we were on the road for about 9 hours today.
We
stopped about every hour.
I love that.
And that I felt that was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited that the Badlands is only about two and a half hours away.
Two stops.
One stop, and then we're there.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That'll be like nothing.
So that'll be nice because then there's literally everything that we want to do is around there. It might be it's still a ways away from Lead, but there are so many things that we can do on the way there. You know, we've talked about cutting through Custer. We've talked about going up to Wall Drug.
Yep.
I mean, there's just and we could even do Wall Drug and then pop down and go through Custer and go through the state park just depending on time. But we're kind of 2.5 hours away, let's say, of the stuff that we kind of want to do. So we, you know, even though we're about 5.5 hours away from the Airbnb, is that what the time is?
That's only because we're,
I don't think we're that far away.
If we take the route we were looking, yes. If we take some of those back roads, if we were just to shoot there, we'd be there in like 4 hours.
Okay. So let's say 4 hours then, you know, so we have, if we wanted to go straight through, it's 4 hours. If we want to take our time, which we're going to, we're going to see all the stuff. We're going to spend time in the Badlands. We're going to get the park pass. We're going to do all those things. And that's what excites me is because we're so close to being
kind of better. Push it.
Yes. So like if it were today that we had to ride 7 hours to get to our destination, I feel like we wouldn't be able to enjoy some of the things on the first day that we rode in. That we're able to kind of get some of the things and see some of the stuff so that when we do settle into the Airbnb, we're not just like so exhausted or we haven't done anything except ride the road to get out there. So,
that's very true. I don't feel exhausted at all. I thought I was going to be like sore, tired, and all that kind of stuff. I actually got a decent amount of sleep last night because my wife took care of the baby in the middle of the night and she let me sleep because she knew it was important that we're not tired during our trip. But
she was very concerned about us getting tired.
She was. She said 3 times to us.
Yeah.
But, that was one thing is we also gain an hour, so that's even cooler. So if we leave here at 10, it's actually like we're leaving at 9.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, I think that's that's the things that I'm looking forward to as well tomorrow is just kind of being able to see those sites that we came out here to see and, yeah, and do some of those things.
Justin, what say you?
What about you, Wild Bill?
What about you, Wild? Hog.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, well, he sounds excited.
I guess we'll see what we see.
He said that we're at that one gas
the
station.
The most exciting person.
We went to Hartford.
We'll see what we'll see.
Damn. Can't wait. Well, he said at Hartford there was a Sturgis shirt there. He can just grab that and go home now. Oh, okay. Well, he made the Sioux Falls in the back.
So, okay. That leads me to something. When we were at McDonald's, I asked the question, like, what are you most looking forward to? And I remember Chris's. Surprise, surprise, he was looking forward to the breweries and spending time with us. That was what he said. I made it, they had to decide one thing that they were looking forward to.
So mine would be then, it would be hanging out with you guys because I...
Well, no, that could be part of it.
Oh, right.
As far as what we're doing out here. Like, we're already together.
You want to...
Like,
yeah.
I like going to breweries, man. It's fun.
So...
But Needles Highway will be cool.
And what was yours again? I can't remember.
I said that as long as like the line wasn't like too long.
Yes, the full throttle tattoo.
Yeah, the free full throttle saloon tattoo. Yeah. If we go. I mean, I don't know.
Dude, I hope we got to go to see if the line's long so we can get one.
That'd absolutely. And I just think these
two, right?
No, absolutely not.
Commemorate the trip.
No, you can
patches
get,
go for
you
the
can
best,
get three of them for us if you want.
Eat three of them. For-
I don't need three of them. I don't need one of them, but I mean, I'll take a free tattoo.
He gets mine as well.
If I'm not too sunburnt, I was going to go right here, so I'm like, I'm half and half right now.
Oh, it's fine. Just throw a little sunscreen, dab a little bit on your nose.
I don't know. I wouldn't get a tattoo sunburnt.
Why?
It's painful.
Oh.
It's a lot more painful.
All right. Well,
it looks like it's going to have to be in the upper arm.
Or my thigh.
Or your forehead. Do the forehead.
Do your foreskin.
You pay me for that one.
Dude.
How much?
I don't know, a lot. They don't have the budget for it.
Where's the starting bid?
Yeah, where's starting bid at?
I mean, we'd be talking probably seven figures.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm out.
To do your forehead?
Yeah.
For that reason, I'm out. It's a terrible investment.
I mean,
that's a terrible investment. We'll never see the money back.
No, because I'd quit my job because I wouldn't have to work anymore. I'd just live off of that.
And we'd have to work
even more. We'd have to work even harder.
I just don't see the
turnaround for me. Do you?
Yeah, no.
For what?
Just for the investment.
Oh, yeah, for the investment.
I'm trying to do a Shark Tank bit.
I wouldn't have to work anymore for that. I could pay everything off. I would have my...
So not forehead, maybe a thigh.
How about your butt crack? Butt cheek.
No, nothing with the butt. That's all redone down there. I'm not going to taint it.
It's all redone? Was it a house? Did you remodel?
Kind of. Just the plumbing, though.
The house that built him.
The plumbing. Gross.
So we got full throttle, saloon tattoo, free tattoo if the line's not too long. Yeah. Is there a threshold of a line like that you won't
wait? I'm not
going
to stand in line for like over an hour.
So under an hour is
I
your
limit.
I would
say like right around an hour.
What if it was hour and a half?
Nope.
So that's like the hard cutoff is right around an hour.
Yeah.
We'll go and hang out.
I don't even
want to
wait there for an hour for it. I mean, like if I show up, there's like three people in line.
Yeah. It's basically one of those things where if you can see the end in sight very quickly,
yeah,
you'll hop on board.
I hear there's only like one bathroom there too, so I don't want to like hang around.
There's only one bathroom?
That's what I hear.
I did hear that there was, because they're doing all the remodeling and stuff.
Well, that's a perfect time during the 85th anniversary to remodel.
That's what they do. Have you never watched the show?
No.
They like wait for like the rally to start having the contractors come out.
I saw that they built a big bridge that goes around the entire stage. Goes up, it's elevated, and then
actually, I shouldn't say that. I watched one episode of the show, and that's what was happening. So I'm making it sound like it's a generality. No, I watched the very first episode, and he still had contractors there on day one of the rally.
While you wait in line, I'll get my bike washed. So I think we should probably wrap this up because it's hot tub time, machine time. It closes in 30 minutes.
Perfect.
So day two tomorrow.
Are we doing a full video one tomorrow?
No, we'll do that on the last day. These are all going to be the mini episodes here.
These are going to be the mini
episodes. So we'll do
audio. So we're just going to do audio even tomorrow when we arrive.
Just
there.
Audio, yep.
Oh, all right.
We'll do it at the end of each day, and then the last
we'll
do a full
I'll work
one.
On that, listeners.
All right.
We'll see if we can do a video one.
Well, we should do at least a video
one. We could do a live. Hey, we could just do a live one. We could do live.
We could do live
actually have my.
We'll have to ponder on this, but I do think we should do a video one while we're there
at the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's one night. The last night we would do it there.
Our last night's technically back here.
You're saying before we head home.
Yes, last night in the Airbnb. I'm
okay,
sorry.
That's doable.
Yeah,
that would be the full episode, and the rest of them would just be mini episodes like this one, which is turning into actually.
And then we'll have a part two when Justin gets back up to Winona of a full recap.
That'd be fun.
The reunion.
All right, boys. Well, we got to ride safe tomorrow. We got beautiful weather. It looks like again gonna be a little warmer, but actually, it looks like in Sturgis area on the weekend, it looks like it's like. Mid-70s.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful weather.
Looks like it's beautiful weather the whole time we're there. So
I brought my chaps.
All right, well, everyone, we'll see you tomorrow for day two. So
in Sturgis. We're not going to see anybody besides people in Sturgis tomorrow.
We'll be back for day two.
Correct.
Tomorrow.
What the hell is Justin?
We won't see them.
Yeah, we're not going to see them.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a live.
We should.
By the time this...
Then you will see us.
By the time this goes out, you'll know if we've done a live.
If we do TikTok, though, a lot more people follow that, so we just do TikTok. All right. Well, let's end this one, for God's sakes. We will see you tomorrow for day number two with Brett Hurley, Justin Edwards, and your host, Chris Jacobson. Vroom, vroom!